Okay. Now, what do you call a large wooden thing? It's open at the top and it's got a handle on it, and you carry water or milk in it.
Call it a...
If you're going to go milk a cow, you take one of
these
things.
I know what you're doing. Call it a...
Can't think of it?
I know what it is. I can't think of it. I know what it is at all.
Well, might you call it a bucket or a pail?
It's a... Well, you can call it a pail.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's right.
And
you can call it
that. Let's see now. You call it a pail if it's made out of wood?
That's right.
Okay, now suppose it's made out of metal. Would you call it the same thing or would you call it something different?
Well, if it's made out of wood, was the same, made up like the same material.
Yeah.
Would it be the same material because it holds the same thing?
Yeah,
right.
So you still call it a pail?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You turn it on?
Spigot.
Okay. And if it's on a barrel, what do you call it?
It's a spigot on the bale.
Yeah, you call it a spigot still?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And how about if it's out in the yard?
Spigot still.
Okay. Let's see, when you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home? It's before they, well, you know, you check out the groceries and they put them into something.
That's right.
What do they put them in?
Oh, they put them in a paper sack.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's see, there it is. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? It's real loose woven, and it looks almost like string. It's woven real loose. And sometimes a hundred pounds of chicken feed might come in one of these things.
You talking about a Kruger bag?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, some people call them gunny bags and gunny sacks.
That's right.
And so I want to know which one you use.
That's right.
Now, what do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that big, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
I call that a horn.
Okay.
That's right.
And what do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal and it's shaped like that and you hold it against your teeth?
Call that a... Call it a juice horn.
Can you play one of those?
Yeah.
You can?
That's right.
I never heard one play.
Oh, it sounds good.
Maybe
and
after
you take it and pick the swing.
Maybe after we finish talking, would you play it for me?
You got
we
one?
Get that? No, I thought maybe you had one.
No, I ain't got none.
Oh,
sure
that's too bad.
That's right.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call supports that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? He puts one here and one here, and then he puts a board across them to saw.
Runner.
Okay. Would you ever call it a sawhorse? Or saw buck.
Now if you see down like you want to sew and you want to fix your horses up.
Yeah.
Well, you fix two.
Uh-huh.
Well, you fix two. You put one up there and one up here and then lay your boat on and sew it.
Uh-huh.
Call it a sawhorse.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call a similar thing that looks like an X? It's one thing, and it's got two X's on it, and you put firewood across it sometimes and saw. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me see.
Well, it's if you got a big piece of firewood, you want to saw. It's got an X like this. It's got two of those.
Yeah.
And you put the piece of wood across these two things, these two X's, and then you saw it. You know what that's called? You have a name for that? I don't know. They may not use them around here.
You talking about a one-man saw?
No, I'm not talking about the saw. I'm talking about the thing you put the log on to saw it. Some people call them a sawbuck, and some people call that a sawhorse or a sawjack. You ever heard any of those? You ever used any of those words?
I ain't, but it was teal like the sawhorse.
Yeah.
So you sew the ends off, you know, put it on something and sew the ends off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the same material, like a DC on horses, which puts the same way.
Okay.
The same thing.